Dr. Saber Cleaning an Office Note on Patient Peter L. Howie, P-E-T-E-R-E-L Howie, G-H-A-W-I. Date of birth, 12-9-1987. Date of service, 10-24-2024. Preparing of the patient, a 36-year-old gentleman who is presenting to see me today to be established with me as his doctor. Preparing of his past medical history includes the following: 1. Diabetes mellitus type 2 for the last 3 years. Next, morbid obesity. Next, hyperuricemia. Next, kidney stone times 2. Next, fatty liver. Next, GERD. Next, obstructive sleep apnea, not using CPAP. Next, COVID-19 times 2. Period. Paragraph. Past surgical history includes leg surgery in the past. Allergies, non-drug allergies. Social history. Married with 3 kids. He smokes electronic cigarettes. Occasional alcohol use. No drug use. He works in financing a Schlumberger company. Family history. Father with diabetes mellitus type 2 and prostate cancer. Mother with hypertension and coronary artery disease. Sister had liver cancer. And grandfather was on dialysis. Period. Paragraph. Review of systems, review headaches, morning headaches, occipital in nature, nighttime snoring positive, increased daytime sleepiness positive, no chest pain or shortness of breath, occasional heartburn. He does report loose stools once a day with intermittent blood on the toilet paper from hemorrhoids. No nocturia reported. He has intermittent urinary foaming and no leg swelling. All other systems reviewed are negative. COVID-19 immunization, he received 3 shots of the COVID-19 gene editing therapy. Current medications reviewed include Synjardy, S-Y-N-J-A-R-D-Y, 12.5/1000. He takes half a tablet daily, per paragraph. On physical exam, his weight is 242 pounds, blood pressure 120 over 82, heart rate 97, temperature 97.2, oxygen saturation 98% on room air. General appearance in non-acute distress, HANT, pupillary acetylite and accommodation, injected conjunctiva, non-enteric sclera, non-cervical lymphadenopathy, endocarotid bleed bilaterally, no jugular vein extension bilaterally, moist oral mucosa, no pharyngeal edema, no paragraph, neck supple, no stiffness or rigidity, heart sounds are regulated, and rhythm normal as well as 2, no murmurs heard, no friction of lungs, active to auscultation, no crackles or wheezes, abdomen soft, no hepatomegaly, no splenomegaly, no carrying rebound or rigidity, extremities, there's no edema, the lower extremities, skin, no skin rash, no neuro exam is not vocal. Investigations available to me are from last year. Include the following: uric acid 6.5, creatinine 0.52, calcium 9.7, fasting sugar 213, A1C 7.3. Urine microalbumin 84.5. Total cholesterol 162, HDL 35, LDL 111, triglycerides 159, ALT 87, AST 45, GGT 173. Sodium 133, potassium 4.9, chloride 98, urine analysis, negative, hemoglobin 15.7, platelets 205, MCV 86.6, period paragraph. Assessment and plan. 1. Diabetes mellitus type 2. Apparently had been controlled 1 year ago. We need to recheck his hemoglobin A1C. Next. Morbid obesity patient will need to lose weight. He was counseled with weight loss. Next. Obstructive sleep apnea, not using CPAP. We're going to recheck his sleep study and provide CPAP support for him if study confirming the diagnosis. Next, fatty liver disease. Patient will need to lose at least 10% of his body weight to have an impact. He was counseled. Next, GERD. Patients to watch his diet and lose weight. Next, kidney stones. We are going to do a 24-hour urine collection for metabolic stone workup. period. We're going to get a renal ultrasound as well. Period. Paragraph. Patient is going to see him back in around 2 to 3 weeks to discuss further planning. Period. Paragraph. End of report. Thanks.